President Obama beefs up U.S. troop strength in Afghanistan, America's losses are growing. July was the deadliest month for international forces since the war began, and three more U.S. troops have been killed.
Today, the Taliban claimed responsibility for an attack in Herat that left 12 people dead. A remote control bomb went off during rush hour on a packed street, and it's thought the local police chief was the target. People in Afghanistan are going to the polls in a couple of weeks' time, but the run-up to the presidential election is likely to be marred by violence. Herat is usually a relatively peaceful city, an important commercial centre near the Iranian border, but as the election approaches, the level of violence is soaring. The polls being seen as a key test for Kabul and Washington, because the Taliban have vowed to disrupt the election and have even urged Afghans to boycott the ballot.
I turned the TV on just now and made it for their dying now with tears so bittersweet. Along my way, there's children dying on the street through drugs we buy enough to eat, but I'd like to turn away. I saw a boy with eyes like mine, of human race, of ties that bind a senseless ways. No blood and haste. Who knows the scar in that faceless war? Can't see no winners in this game. Who needs some more? Hear the screams as winter comes, a brother lost from roadside bombs so easily, efficiently, economically. And if we started dropping 100 bills instead of bombs designed to kill the terrorist gun that we instill, who knows the scar in that faceless war? Who knows what's lost? Innocence with cost. In that faceless war. Faceless war. Faceless war.
Pizza at my door, not a faceless wall.